Glory. We have an anchor beyond the veil. You know what I call an anchor? If you have a ship, the anchor goes to hold the ship. It's very heavy. It's a metal that the captain releases from the ship so that he makes the ship stay in one place. Otherwise, the ship will drift away. So the anchor goes and, you know, makes the ship stable. The anchor we have beyond the veil is actually that consolation that we have beyond the veil, beyond the comprehension of man. There's something in the invisible that is making us continue. Praise God. Amen. That is where our hope is. Wake up in the morning, come on Sundays, walking day and night, and your mind is always beyond the veil, looking at that thing beyond the veil. Praise God. It's beyond human comprehension. Man cannot understand it. Praise God. And at times the clouds will come, dark clouds, and they try to hide it from you. Praise God. Have you seen a clear heaven? You see a clear heaven and there are no clouds. At times you see the heaven, the dark clouds come and everything is covered. You can't see anything. But in reality, that thing is still there. The way it was is the way it is. But those clouds are obscuring your view. Praise God. That is how it is at times in our lives. But God is reminding us today that we are the very glory of God. When we say such things, the whole place goes quiet. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We are the very glory of God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Isaiah spoke of this in a prophecy. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed and all eyes shall see together. Hallelujah. Amen. Turn quickly to the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40. Comfort ye, my people, saith your Lord. And you know how the Lord is comforting you today? He says, when the comforter will come, be not troubled. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's comforting us today by the things we are hearing. He's assuring us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Chapter 40, verse 1, Isaiah. Comfort ye, my people, saith unto the Lord, saith your Lord, speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her welfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned. For she has received of the Lord's hand double of all her sins. The voice of him that cried in the wilderness. And this is what the voice says. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted. And every mountain and hill shall be made low. And the crooked shall be made straight. And the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it.
Amen.
The voice said, cry. And he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass.
Hallelujah.
And all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of God bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but, the word of our God shall stand
forever.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Comfort you with these words.
Amen.
What you just read just now is what the Spirit of God will repeat to you.
Amen.
Because the prophet asked God, what should I say? And he said, say this. That is what the Spirit will say to you to comfort you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Spirit is blowing. Hallelujah. Amen. The Spirit blows over you. Amen. When Jesus Christ did this for his disciples, he was saying the same words. When the Holy Spirit came down on Pentecost, how did he come? A wind, hallelujah. That wind is blowing over us today.
Yes.
And it's bringing comfort, hallelujah.
Amen.
And as the wind blows, the flesh withers. The flesh dissolves. The flesh passes away. And that which we call the glory of God, that word incorruptible in the heavens that has been from the beginning, by which God formed the heaven and the earth, that word that manifested himself in flesh form is made there, and we now see the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. As the wind blows over you, that which is flesh and blood withers away. And now we begin to behold the glory of God. And the glory of God is the word of God. It's the incorruptible word. In the beginning was the
word.
And the word was with
God.
And the word was
God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. That word is dwelling amongst us. It's in the midst of
us.
That word, incorruptible word, is hidden inside flesh and blood. It's hidden, it's masked inside us, every man here. But when the wind blows, the Spirit of God blows, that which is flesh dissolves. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the glory of God is revealed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Do you believe you are the glory of God?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That is you being made manifest.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is what the Spirit of God was sent to do. To unveil this mystery of the word, the glory of God in you.
Amen.
The word abides forever. Incorruptible. He says that I have brought to light what? Immortality
and life.
That is the word of God inside of you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know in the book of Revelations? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
John saw a horse. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And somebody riding the horse. Do you know what his name was? The word of
God.
But something was strange. He had many
crowns.
You know who are wearing those crowns?
We are.
Look at the people here. Wearing those crowns. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are the ones riding on that horse.
Amen.
Going to conquer.
Hallelujah.
Making war in righteousness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You know, I shared this thing some months ago. And my sister at the back, her mouth opened. You know? You know the Yoruba expression? Yoruba?
Yes.
You know they have the expression, the mouth opens.
Yes.
Ah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Why? Because it's a mystery. It's hard to understand. The natural man cannot understand. That how can a weak man, an ordinary man, a sinner like me, have the glory of God inside of him? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's turn quickly to the book of John. Now, you know, Jesus Christ, like we shared the other day, I said the word of God is a little book.
Amen.
It's a small book. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
John chapter 11. From verse 38, this is the story of Lazarus, praise God.
Amen.
Just hold it on verse 38 there. Lazarus was dead. Lazarus was buried. is God. And the mourners were there, and Jesus Christ came on the scene. And of course, people wondered what Jesus could do. Praise God. Hallelujah. We all know the story of Lazarus, don't we?
Yes.
Praise God. Even this, the kindergarten, that is those who go to elementary school, in Bible schools, we know the story of Lazarus. It was beautiful. A beautiful story. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But it is deeper than you think. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
That story is not just something to be read like a storybook, but it's something that is to be applied in your life if you understand it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Look at what happens. It says that Jesus groaning in himself coming to the grave. It was a cave and a stone laid upon it. And Jesus said, take ye away the stone, Martha. No, take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he has been dead for what?
For
days. Jesus said unto her, say that not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou will what?
See the glory of God.
Repeat that. Thou will see
the glory of God.
If you believe,
hallelujah,
you will what? See the glory of God. Of God.
Hallelujah.
You will not see the glory of God coming out from the sky. You will see the glory of God being unveiled in you.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Jesus Christ gave the word. He spoke. That voice, Lazarus, comfort. It is the breath of God. It is the trumpet of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Understand that when Jesus Christ spoke, it was the Father speaking.
Oh.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It was the Spirit enabling him. Hallelujah. It was the same breath of God speaking. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you hear things like trumpet, voice of God, they are the same thing. The voice of the archangel, the trumpet. You know when you blow a trumpet, what do you use to blow the trumpet? Your breath. Praise God. That was a trumpet, a loud. That's why he says, he what? He called out with a loud voice to demonstrate this loud call. This call that is going to awaken that man which is asleep within every man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that man who is asleep in the grave, you hear what the sister said? But, sir, the body stinketh.
Mm. Oh, wow.
That means the situation is beyond
less
redemption. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
I remember years ago, about 4 or 5 years ago, a brother died in another ministry. And the prophet there and all the pastors, you know, they called me that we should go to the mortuary to go and raise him from the dead. Well, I just told her, I'm very sleepy now. You know, you can go on when you come next day. You come and give me one, tell me the result. But I'm going to sleep. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Even if he came back to the dead, of what use?
Of course. The same death.
What is the use? You know, Jesus Christ, the disciples thought he would stay forever with them after the resurrection. But he told them, of what use is it? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Some of these things we hold on to in this life that we think are so important, the time comes when we discover that it was just like, you know when a baby goes to a beach to play, and he makes castles in the sand. At that moment, the child will treasure it. Until the father will have to probably beat him to leave that rubbish and let's go. It never existed. It was never there. He was just in a world, a dream world, immortality.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jonah's situation looked hopeless.
Hallelujah.
A dead, useless sinner like me, worthless. And you are telling me that the glory of God is in me. You are telling me that I am the Father I want. That the word of God is me. Man has become so slow in his comprehension that he even thinks that it is blasphemy to declare that he is equal with God. That was the offense. That was the major offense. They said this man claims to be what?
God.
Equal with God. But Paul comes later and says, let this same mind that was in Christ Jesus also be
in you.
Let it be your confession.
Amen.
Jesus Christ says, if they can do this to the green tree, what will they do to the dry
tree?
You that are just ordinary, you are just, what will they do to you if you confess this and confess it? After all, most of us say don't go to grave to carry people out of the grave. Most of us don't walk on the sea here. Jesus Christ says, if they can do this to me, what will they do to you people? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It's all here in the Bible. But the spirit of the Antichrist is working actively in the natural mind. Because the natural mind cannot understand the things of God. That is the natural mind that is saying that, Master, the body is stinking. The situation is hopeless. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But if thou believes, no matter the situation, no matter your weakness in the flesh, if you believe, you will see the glory of God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, wonderful Holy Ghost.
You will experience it. You will walk in it. You will walk as it. You will live in it.
Amen.
You will realize it in its fullness.
Amen.
And in the glory of God, you begin to discover that when we are worried for what we eat, what we wear, it's because we were so low. We fell. Hallelujah.
Amen.
At times, you know, your worries, it makes you to, when you're agitated. You know, at times you meet some people, they flare up. It's because of worries. You know that?
Yes.
Maybe it's having a hard time thinking of how to solve a problem. And that moment you see me in a bad mood. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let God help us.
Amen.
Let God help our faith.
Amen.
Increase our faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because beyond this, there's nothing else. If you have discovered the glory of God, what else again? There's nothing. That's the end. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. So Lazarus comes forth and Jesus Christ says, loosen him. Let's repeat it. Loosen him.
Loosen him.
Loosen him.
Loosen him.
What are we being loosened from?
Ourselves.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody say, well, sir, I heard that there's one juju somewhere underneath the sea, or I have a covenant somewhere in the village. You first of all loosen yourself from your mentality.
Mentality.
Exactly.
Carnality.
Praise God. If you go to a stone and the stone will talk to you, it's because you believe in it. It's your power that is making that thing become alive. The other day I was walking in the forest, and I'm telling you, I was convinced I saw something like a bear in the forest. Very remote forest, only me, eh? Those places, if you go there, if you don't have color, you will not stay. But I go to those places. I saw, you know, the shape of some kind of trees and the way they formed that thing. It looked like a real life wild creature. Man, I have to remind myself of one or two things. Because I looked, the thing was looking more real. Ha! Even till now, as I passed that thing, I didn't see it. It still looked like a live animal. Wild. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I can faint there if I want. When the people come to rescue me, they will go and look around. They won't see anything. They will go among the trees and bushes and they won't see anything. It's only my imagination. Praise God. We give powers to these things that torment us. You are the one giving it power. It's your belief that is giving it power. Praise God. He says, so him that believes all things are possible. Well, if that is your belief, when is it possible?
So even the negative.
Yes. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You don't know the power you carry you. Eh? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
So you first of all have to loosen yourself from your beliefs, from your convictions, from those things that are those things that you believe from when you are a child. And the greatest belief is that you are immortal. That you are a human being. You are a man. You are flesh and blood. That you are separate from God. That is number one. That already is a sin, eh? The Bible says, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of
God.
You didn't sin because you smoked a cigarette. Maybe your sin led you to that anyway. So don't be, not somebody should clap and say praise God here. Hallelujah. Yeah. Maybe your sin led you to those things, but that is not the sin. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory
of God.
Jesus Christ says, to him that believes, he shall see the glory of God. You can see the language is there. Man has sinned and fallen short of the glory. That means you fell from that glory. That means already you are the glory of God. But you fell from that level. But he said that being justified freely by the grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, Jesus came to restore you back to what? To the glory of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And to restore you back to the glory of God is simply, in reality, realizing something that you are already. Turn quickly to the book of Romans, chapter 1. Loosen ourselves from lies. Romans chapter 1, verse 22. Loosen yourself from lies. 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 All men are liars. Isn't that what the psalmist says? All men are what?
Liars.
Oh, somebody say, well, a lie is to tell somebody that maybe I'm not at home. Don't tell me I'm not at home. You see, guys, those are petty. Don't do that. I'm not encouraging that here. Amen. But lie in the Bible. What is a lie? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Job. Hallelujah. What is a lie? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Welcome, basketballer. God bless you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. See, can you tell the letter? Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Professing themselves, now starting from verse 22. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like what? Corruptible man and to birds and forfeited beasts and creeping things. Let's stop here. Or let's go on to, let's carry on. I'll just stop somewhere. Wherefore God gave them up to uncleanliness to the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is to be blessed forever. Let's stop there. Now, if you go on and on and on and on and on and on and on, you will see that Paul is saying here that all that sin there carries on and on and on, and it causes all the problems that you have in this world. Praise God. Man exchanged the glory of God for what? For that of a mortal man. That means you exchange your God state to that of what? A mortal man. That is flesh and blood. Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
You know, the Bible is a, you need time to reflect and meditate. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
We'll see what sin is here. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And unknowingly, all the teachings of this world does exactly this. Everything you are learned from when you are born into this world is teaching you and convincing you that you are a mortal, terrestrial man. And in the process, you transgress. You shift away from your glory in God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are terrestrial. You are carnal on the edge of the dust. From below. From beneath. Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
In this state, we are buried. You know, all men, like Lazarus, you are, every man is buried. I'm talking of those who have the, who don't have the knowledge of the truth. They are already buried in their graves. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
But today we are hearing truth, and you can walk out knowing that I am the glory of God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. It's just about hearing your Father speak. Nothing will happen. Listen to me. Don't look out for signs. Jesus Christ says what? A sinful and adulterous generation seeketh for what?
Signs.
But you will not see anything. You know, you have books, big books. You know what they tell you? Something will happen. Then when this thing happens, you know the end has come. Jesus Christ says, lie, don't follow them. It's all what?
Lies.
Somebody say, well, the bombings in the Middle East, the bombings in Europe is a sign of the end times. Look back at history. Has there been a time when there has not been war in this world?
Lie. Always.
Somebody say, but Jesus Christ says that you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. Has that been a time when you didn't hear of war and rumors of war in the history of this world? There are always wars and always rumors of
wars.
Those are spiritual communications. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus Christ says, some things I am telling you here, you cannot understand now.
Of course.
The communication of Jesus is not something that can be understood by a man. Because a man speaks as a man. But Jesus Christ speaks with a heavenly
language.
That's a song. I know my heavenly, something heavenly language.
Yes.
Hallelujah is an heavenly language.
I can tell it can be deeper than that at times. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have a heavenly language. Amen. That's why Jesus Christ said you shall speak in what? With new tongues. They shall speak with new
tongues.
A new language. You've come to Italy, you have to learn a new
language.
So you are learning the language of what? Of the Spirit. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And you begin to speak the new language. Hallelujah. And your language is connected to your mind. And with that language, with that mindset, which is the language of the Spirit, you enter into Spirit. And the Lord is their Spirit. Remember when the sister was praying? Where is she? As the prayer ended, she's not around.
She's there.
Okay, I thought you'd be raptured. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. When she was praying, she prayed that prayer that may the Lord use the ministry to open her eyes and all that. And you know, it reminded me, you know, at times these things are there to remind you. Maybe she said it unconsciously, but it reminded me of a word that came to me just in a church like this. I was sitting down at the back years ago. Of course, I already had, you know, my first visitation with God was in my teens. We're talking of over, you know, how many years now? Over 30-something years ago. Praise God. My first revisitation, not ordinary visitation, a visitation. Praise God. And of course, that period as a young man, I ran away. I didn't want to have anything to do with that. Man, I have my life to live. Praise God. Of course, we had a wrong impression of what God is. So I was sitting there hiding in the congregation, and this Ghanaian pastor was preaching, and he stopped. And told me, look, he said, I can see through your ministry, I can see people being raised up all over the world from the dead.
Amen.
I can see eyes opening. I can see lifting up everywhere all over the world. See people, eyes opening. He kept on saying, and you know, it was like people were surprised. So this one, this sinner, you know, people surprised, like, you know, of course, and you too, you begin to, you know, at times you feel that probably God has forgotten you. That time, you know, maybe I thought probably, I don't think it's possible anymore. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you see, God wants to open our eyes, and this thing comes by what? Hearing. Praise God. Hearing the voice of truth. Religion will not take you any far. Religion is just a normal church on Sundays. Isn't it? Big congregation, many church crowd. You know what they do now? You have the camera and say, full stage. Oh, God was moving, glory. No. God is not moving nothing. Hallelujah. God is moving in you when you can hear the voice of truth.
Amen.
You can, like Lazarus, you can hear a voice calling you back into the reality of your glory. Hallelujah. We've been knocked out unconscious. And when you hear that voice, the voice loosens you. All those things that are holding you bound, your beliefs of and your traditions, the traditions of men and the traditions of religion. You see, when I say religion, I'm very, very hard to hit it. Because religion is wicked. It's wickedness. Praise God. Wickedness. Hallelujah. And they hold people, he holds you in bondage. Hallelujah. And makes you sleep deeper. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And they will tell you of a future hope that you already have. Praise God. So it's a very wicked thing. If you see the religion is the thing that killed Jesus. I always say it. Somebody said, but what do you mean by that? Did the prostitute kill Jesus?
No.
Hallelujah. Did the armed robber kill Jesus?
No.
Is the people that go to the temple and carry the same book that Jesus carried? Although they read the book upside
down.
But they think Jesus is reading it upside down. But they are the ones reading it upside down. Hallelujah. You know, it's very, very funny. Hallelujah. Praise God. So let us understand that we are that very glory of God. I'm going to round up the book of John before I go to Fatu and the son. This one's in my conversation. So John chapter 17. Read these words, and these are things that you will go back to still pray about and read on your own. Praise God. The pastor can give you the word, the Lord that gives you the word. You go back and dig in. Johnny listens to the word. When he goes back, Johnny digs in. Praise God. John chapter 17, verse 22. And the glory which thou givest me, I have what?
Given
to them. And this is what the glory is, that they may be one even as we are
one. God bless you.
Jesus Christ says he is one with the Father God. Amen. How many of us know that if you have seen Jesus, you have seen God? Do you know that? Put up your hand.
Yes, sir.
Jesus was the Word of God made manifest. Praise God.
Amen.
That was God manifesting himself in the flesh. But he says something here, that the glory that which thou hast given me, I have given to what?
To them.
And what is that glory? That they may be
one.
As we are
one.
Wow. That means that you may be one with the Father as he is one with the
Father.
That is the glory. The glory is God himself.
Amen.
The Bible says Jesus inherited a name that is what?
Above.
And what is that name?
The name of the Father.
I go to the Father. I ascend to the Father. I go to my Father and your
Father.
So if it is his Father, that means you too have to go to the Father.
Amen.
Your going to the Father means you are ascending back.
Amen.
Into your glory.
Amen.
That is why Jesus Christ was taken up into the clouds. It's to show you an ascension. You don't have to be physically taken away anywhere. The cloud is here.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You know, religion is a bad thing. Religion robs you of your glory. I'm sorry to say this. Even elderly men that are, you respect on the human level. Somebody was here, we had some guests some months ago. Elderly people who have served the Lord with zeal, with their resources and everything. Good people who in the office, people very honest, good man. I can hear that word. Good
man.
But like I told you, a good man cannot enter
the kingdom of God.
God is not looking for a good man.
Looking for himself.
Bless you, sister.
Amen.
Sister, God is not good. And if you, I will live here for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Good man, when I shared to them on the throne of God, I shared the realities of God's kingdom because I've experienced it. In that book, I shared this thing with them. They still brought it up some days later, and you could see that it has been troubling them. They brought it up to say, but even in your house, you know, even in the house, the same people brought this thing up and they still brought up the same topic. And they wanted to still convince us that, look, these things are physical realities. Amen?
Amen.
That God is one big man sitting on one big chair. All these are things in our mind that we have to what?
Remove.
Because they are like one barrier,
yes,
to your glory. Loosen yourself. Loosen him from these beliefs. Lies. These are the lies that tied Lazarus. The Bible says he was tied. And he said, loosen him. Let him go into the glorious liberty of the sons of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. The time will come when the brother will believe anyway.
Of course.
Every man according to his order.
Yes.
See, but don't be deceived by the outward appearance of a man. Humble, nice, good. Don't be deceived. Amen.
Amen.
Some people can be so gentle, so patient, so nice. Patient people, humble people. It's a lie. A lie. I'm not trying to say we shouldn't be gentle. But don't be deceived by the outward
appearance.
Jesus Christ says that they appear. How do they put it? He said, with
sheep clothes.
Robes.
Lamb,
they wear robes. Look holy. Have you seen a pastor, a priest? Going like this? In front of the church? You know, and they go, you know. Praise God. The other day I was eating in a restaurant. And I ordered for a glass of wine. Let me eat with my meal. And you could see the shock in the face of the other pastors there. They'll be speaking in tongues in their mind. Oh, oh, religious beliefs, religious.
Oh, hurrah.
Somebody said, but the one Jesus Christ, the water Jesus turned to wine was grapefruit. If you have a wedding and somebody gives grapefruit to drink there, will you drink it? No, let us be realistic. Let us not act holy. Let us not be acting. Let us act. Don't act holy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Praise God.
Hallelujah.
In a letter to Paul, Paul wrote to Timothy.
Put small wine
in your
glass.
Somebody wrote a thesis on it. Big thesis. To prove that that wine was not alcoholic. I've seen somebody sick, very sick before, that we gave that person
a little
wine.
Yes.
And the person was healed. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Well, I don't say you should marry the bottle anyhow. Praise God. God bless you. Hallelujah. Well done. Maturity. Aren't you matured men?
Yes.
We are mature people, so we know what is right. Praise God. Amen. So you are the glory of God. It says the glory which I have. Let's go. Let's fast. I'll end up here. I in them. Verse 23. I in them and thou in me. That they may know, they may be not made perfect in one. Let us repeat that. One body.
One spirit.
One Lord.
One God. One Father.
Who is where?
In all.
One.
Yes.
That they may be
one.
Oh, praise God. Oh, it's very interesting.
Amen.
And the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me.
Amen.
Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my
glory.
That glory we are talking about.
Yes.
To behold means also to experience, to partake of the glory. Who thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Let's praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory be to the Father.
Amen.
For this word.
Amen.
Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We exalt your name.
Amen. Yes,
Lord. We magnify your name.
Yes, Lord.
Because the fullness of time has come. Can you be on your feet?
Yes.
The fullness of time has come.
Yes.
And you have brought out the best wine.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The fullness of time has come.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you have, you know, invited your people back into their glory.
Amen.
The trumpet has sounded.
Amen.
And he said, return back to your glory.
Yes.
Awake from the dead, thou that sleepest. Awake from the dead. Hallelujah. Let the voice of the Spirit lead you into your glory.
Amen.
In the Father. Hallelujah. Know your origin. That you have always been an integral part of God.
Yes.
And the veil is being removed today.
Amen.
There was a handkerchief over the face of Lazarus.
Yes, Lord.
That handkerchief is being torn away as you hear the word.
Amen.
So that you can contemplate, so you can behold the glory of God and be a partaker of the very glory of God. This is the wish of God for every man out here today.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Father, cause us to increase in glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Let me pray for two people here. Praise God. Father, we thank